something's down the road and on the horizon.
Yeah, the last sort of, you know, mandatory, team scheduled work we have is was this week. So to get that out of the way is sort of, now we can sort of really focus on training camps next, you know, finish your work and still try to enjoy the next few weeks because it's your last time off for a long time.
Do you pull aside any of the young guys though and tell them this is not a time to let go of everything, not, you know, don't let yourself go, don't eat yourself out of the league or things like that? Can you do that, or do you think they should know that by themselves?
Not yet. I think we all have an attitude around here that's easy to pick up on, that it starts with the head coach down onto the veterans, and if the younger kids are looking for examples, they don't have to look far because there are so many examples of the right things to do. We all know about it, the conditioning level you have to have coming in. You don't want to be overweight just because the fine, I guess, you know. But I think they all knew that. I think the time will come when we can talk to the young guys and say, hey, there will be a time where we're going to need you to contribute and get yourself prepared this week.
Tim haven't had that moment where he sat down somewhere and said, why am I still here?
You know, ask me that question again about the third or fourth day of training camp after we've had a few two-a-days under our belts, but no, not right now. I mean, training camp is going to be the toughest month of the job. It always is, you know, a month and a half of the job, but I think that's what you have to push through, and once you get to those regular season weeks, that's when the fun really starts to begin.
Teddy, you look like you play about five more seasons.
How much longer do you think you have in you? You look good.
Hey, well, you guys know I just signed up a 2-year contract, so I'm looking forward to being around. You know, this is like I said, it took me a couple days. Do I feel good? Yes. Do I still have the fire? Of course I do after that last game. So I still feel great. The off-season program, the training, is my body responding? Yes, it is. I feel great. I mean, and the process is always what it is with me. You know, it's to come off-season workouts, passing camps, mini camps, finish the off-season workout, then training camp, and I really think you need all of that to get ready for a full NFL season, and I've participated in it and gotten myself ready for this year, and I'm excited about it.
Some might think that there's a little bit of unfinished business from last year, but you guys have always been kind of taking the approach no matter what happened in the previous season and each year.
If I could just go back to saying again, I mean, after you win them or after you lose them, I mean, you win them, you put them behind you. You lose them, you put them behind you. No matter what it is, you got to move on and worry about the new challenges you have on your team. And right now, we have plenty with the new faces on the team and new coaches that are on the coaching staff. We have a lot of work to do for this season. Last season, all the other seasons, the victories, Super Bowl victories and losses, those are all in the books.
Teddy, have you had a chance to talk to Junior at all?
Sparingly, yeah. I mean, not much. I mean, he's having fun out there in California,
Does he do a BlackBerry off a surfboard or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Probably. His BlackBerry is probably waterproof, all the time that he spends on the water. But, is Junior coming back or not? I mean, we'll see. I think Bill said also, I mean, if that's a training camp decision or not, I'd love to see him. I mean, one of my favorite teammates of all time. Have playing with Junior Seau was a lot of fun for me, and I hope he comes back.
Thanks, Teddy.
All right,
enjoy the vacation.